on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. The iVoter Guide, if you didn't catch it, it's available on the KLYT website, klyt.fm. And we're going to be making that available to you until the election. Early voting's already started. If you have not registered to vote, as I already said earlier in today's show, we would encourage you to take the time to vote. And we really encourage you to get informed. The folks at the New Mexico Business Coalition have gone out of their way to make a voter guide as well, and it's also in the Action Center. And Pastor Malden joins me in studio from Church 505. And we were just talking before we came on the air about tonight's event. This is a New Mexico Business Coalition event that's going to be held at New Covenant Church on Paseo tonight at 6 o'clock. And I'll let you share, you know, what you're aware of, what you're expecting for tonight, and then I'll share a little more.
Yeah, it's an hour long. I talked to Carla Sontag today, and she's going to spend a solid hour talking about the ballots in Albuquerque and I think Santa Fe. So, you know, those can be kind of confusing sometimes. She'll bring some help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. A ballot review. I mean, it's a free event to attend. Mm-hmm. You can view this upcoming municipal election through a Christian worldview lens, which we find is so important to do. You know, the promo for it reads like this: imagine a future where our state thrives under God's justice, mercy, and truth, where families flourish, communities are safe, and leaders honor the values Jesus taught us. Now, this hope-filled vision is ours to claim and starts with your vote in the local election. Pastor Matthew Malden, how important is it that Christians engage in the public square?
Well, it's impossible to be what Jesus called us to be, salt and light, if you don't do that in every arena possible. Number one, preaching the gospel. Number two, you can't let policies be written without our influence.
Yeah. Yeah, Daniel certainly had an influence.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love that we can always go back to Scripture to find those examples to live today. And that's what we're talking about doing. It's as simple as that. You're doing that through the work you're doing with Church 505, and you've been on the show before, but for those unfamiliar, bring them up to speed on what the vision and the mission is.
So basically, imagine an association of churches, so not one church. We are bringing a coalition of churches together, but essentially we exist, first of all, to make Jesus known. We're all hands on deck, emphasizing the preaching of the gospel, doing it ourselves, first of all, and helping others find their courage in the process. So as I've said before, we'll do it downtown Albuquerque frequently, almost every Saturday night. We're in prison on Sunday afternoons and at the University of New Mexico on Thursdays.
You probably started the show with this. One of those churches I know that you're involved with is with Pastor Mansfield at New Beginnings. We want to spend some time praying for his health. We won't go into details, but just he's struggling. I'll throw it to you, Pastor Matthew. Maybe if we can pray for Pastor Mansfield and for tonight's event at New Covenant Church.
Sure. Let's do that. Father, we come before you right now. We know that you know the needs before we ask, but for some reason, in your mind, you enjoy us asking and you become involved with our ask. So we do lift up Pastor Mansfield and pray for quick recovery, that you give his church and the staff, the leadership there, the grace that they need in a time when he's trying to recover. Lord, I ask for rapid recovery in the name of Jesus. I also ask for you to stir hearts of people, your people, to be involved in the political arena and making a difference everywhere we can. And that means that we become informed and aware of even what's on ballots. So I pray that you would help this event tonight to be clear and concise and help your people to be aware of what's ahead of us in Jesus' name.
Amen. So again, that event tonight, voter engagement, ignite hope for a Christ-centered tomorrow, New Covenant Church, 6 o'clock. It's free to attend, and it's hosted by the New Mexico Business Coalition. Their website is nmbizcoalition.org. Now, you mentioned some of the things that you're doing, Pastor Matthew, with Church 505. And one of the things we wanted to make sure people were aware of, we're going to get into more detail about the time you're spending at UNM here in our next segment, but there's something coming up November 6th that people need to save the date, put on their calendar.
Correct. Yeah, that is a UNM event, actually. Okay. And so crowds draw crowds, so we're asking all Christians to be on deck. I'll explain more later, but November 6th, 11 to 1, and the really important time is 12 to 1 p.m. that day.
Okay. And, you know, we did want to make mention as well, Pastor Scott Tom getting ready to equip people to get some work done here on the streets of Albuquerque.
That's right. He will be with me and panel and one other pastor as well. So what we do there, you will also have him teaching a tactical course on that coming up November 21st. Friday, November 21st at Cross Christian Fellowship, 7 p.m. He needs people to register for that, but they will teach. He will teach tactics, everyday evangelism tactics, apologetics, and things like that there.
All right. And what we'll do, you know, before you go, we need to make sure to get, we may have all that, but I want to double check because our announcers will be reminding the listener about both of these events. And I know Pastor Scott is with a spot that's running right now. Our listeners can be dialed into that. Hey, listen, we're already up against a break. We're going to take a quick break and come back and cover more with Pastor Matthew Malden with Church 505, which, by the way, on our website at koyt.fm, just click on organizations, and right at the top is 505 Church. Forgive me, Pastor. I think I was saying backwards.
Yeah,
505.church is their website. You can find out more there, but we're going to find out more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. In studio with us, Pastor Matthew Malden with 505 Church. It's 505.church on the web. And we touched on a little bit the event coming up November 6th at UNM. Pastor Matthew, bring us up to speed, not only any more you want to share about the upcoming event, but what's been happening on the campus?
Well, we've been going there every week, okay, and we're trying different things. You know, sometimes people that do evangelism criticize other people that do evangelism. What people need to know is that we're willing to do anything as long as it's Christ-exalting, bringing people in. So we'll set up pizzas. Last week we had just conversations, and it was awesome. I had 6 or 7 people that I talked to myself that were really good. But we have people, teams going out various directions, yeah, just witnessing, talking to people. So sometimes we bring out the loudspeaker and rap and testify. This particular one, though, we're trying to encourage unbelievers especially to come to ask questions. We'll give out gift cards wherever we can. It's kind of like an ask the pastor session.
Yeah.
So there'll be 3 of us pastors there, and we want to make Jesus known. We want the people to know that there are plausible reasons for the faith. And so Scott Tom, which is an excellent apologist, will be there with me that day. But we'll have pizzas around. We'll need donations for things so we can hand those things out. But here's the thing that's really, really important. Crowds draw crowds. So we need Christians. And it doesn't matter what age you are, but especially if you are a young college age, because it draws the attention of the others saying, hey, what's going on here? And they want to step up to the mic and engage. So it's really important.
And a reminder to our listeners who, Scott Tom, sounds familiar. Yeah, 11 a.m. and 11 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. No Other Doctrine. You can tune in and hear a lot of it's basically frequently asked questions that Pastor Scott covers during that half hour right here on KLYT over the weekend. But yeah, you know, the one thing I want to dial into is your invite, Pastor Matthew, to the body of Christ and those who don't know him, who have questions, to be at the event. But if you're a Christ believer, November 6th, now where at UNM is this going to be happening?
So if you were, say, at Frontier Restaurant, walking straight through, you'd run right into us.
Yeah.
So there's a set of statues, not the 2 statues with the mariachis or whatever, but just a little bit further. It's really, once you pass the theater, I can't remember the name
of
it right now.
It's near a student union, sounds like.
Right there, right in front of that area, yes.
Yeah. So be out there. And let me tell you a quick story. I think I told you, Pastor Matthew, off the air, as far as a crowd drawing a crowd.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
We were visiting Huntington Beach, California, and this was not long after Ray Comfort had come to Calvary Church Albuquerque to show one of his movies. But Ray Comfort was out on the sidewalk there in Huntington Beach, right, the sidewalk just next to the beach, and, he was doing his thing. We walked up and, introduced ourselves as, staff from Calvary Church Albuquerque. And right away he said, oh, good. Hey, pray for hecklers.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Hecklers draw a crowd.
Yeah, that's great. But that does reiterate what we're talking about. We need, to be successful, we need both believers. Well, we need unbelievers, but we need the believers to help the believers come in, because they'll still go, hey, what's going on over here?
Yeah. What are you typically hearing from the unbelieving crowds that come to these events?
Well, this is the first of its kind. I kind of toyed with it.
Yeah, but not your first time street evangelizing.
Right, of course. It can be anything. But, if you're in the university area, they might, well, for instance, there was one guy who was kind of agitating the crowd last week. And so we had people just angry at him. We don't really experience that if we do it the way we've been doing it, although we'd still tell the truth. I mean,
yeah.
But they were mocking him with all sorts of immorality, things that they want to do. You're homophobic, all these various things. We really haven't really gotten that kind of vibe, but we do get a lot of people coming up to us asking us questions. If we just set up a table, they'll ask us, hey, why do you believe what you believe? How do we know there is a God? Or they'll ask deep ethical questions like they want to live for God, but they don't know if this is wrong or that is wrong, or they'll want to know how to explain something to their friends. So we naturally get these apologetic questions when we're just evangelizing. I often say this: you don't need apologetics until you begin evangelizing, because it puts you in the arena to need the apologetics.
Yeah, being prepared to give an answer.
Correct.
And that's actually, again, let me go back to what Pastor Scott Tom is going to be doing later in November, and you can hear about it. Actually, go to his website at crossfellowship.org, and find out more and connect with what they're going to be doing. Like I said, equipping people basically for street evangelism, and being prepared to give an answer for the faith that lies within you. And part of the reason, Pastor Matthew, I went to, what kind of questions are you getting? Often when you're operating on Christian radio, you assume it's just the church that's listening. Mm-hmm. And so many times we've heard stories of people, I just landed and something was being said and it caught my attention.
Right.
And I'm going to guess, it was kind of a leading question, I'm going to guess a lot of what you get is people that you find, they were hurt somehow, and there's a bitterness, and they didn't have a good experience when it came to, a brick and mortar church or an individual or family, speak to that person who's listening that feels that hurt and doesn't believe there's a place for them to be associated with Jesus or the body of Christ.
Well, I would say, there's an old saying that I heard a long time ago, and I like it a lot. It's been expressed a couple of ways. One is, never judge a philosophy by its abuse.
Mm.
I don't know if it was Wes Huff that said recently that you wouldn't want to judge the writings of Beethoven by how I play it. So there are Christians out there who don't live it. We are still flesh. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And what that means is, those that have really been converted may have an incredible gospel story that may change your life, but they're still human. And so sometimes the humanity comes out a little too much. It's unfortunate, but we don't deny that reality, that sometimes there are church hurts and things that don't happen the way they should. Hey, now, let me add to that something.
Go ahead.
So I don't remember which apologist to give credit for this, but I heard it during a Cross Bible College thing with Scott Tom, one of their audio files, and it said something like this: there are three skeptics. There is a intellectual, just a reasonable skeptic, an emotional, somebody who's been hurt by the church or God didn't answer their prayers, and third, a volitional skeptic. They're skeptical because they want to be. Essentially, they're pressing down the truth because they want to sin. So there are three types. And what you were kind of conveying is that second type, the emotional skeptic who's been hurt by something.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about someone maybe not practicing our faith well, and listen, men are men, and you can go through the Hall of Faith in the Bible and find guys.
Right.
Sure. I mean, really. Mm. And I often think, you know, obviously people like Peter and Paul, these are heroes of the faith. Mm-hmm. But I also, you know, in the time that I've been a Christian and been under good teaching, that kind of can look to Scripture to pull what the personalities of these guys were like. Mm-hmm. And I can easily imagine being around some of these guys and not wanting to be around some of these
at times, certainly. Yeah, yeah.
And I love that you brought in that we are all human, and we are still going to fail. Jesus won't, though, and I think that's really what you're getting to.
Especially His word. His word even says that it will not fail.
Yeah.
So if you're believing upon His word, you can't lose.
Yeah, and then you go to stories of people like Lee Strobel and mm-hmm. C.S. Lewis and others who sought to, okay, let's debunk this. This is silly. You get, well, the Word of God is, we know it's alive and active and cutting to bone and marrow. It's powerful. So
one of the sayings that I've liked for years, it's more in regards to science, but it fits with that journalistic or skeptical search. A little science will lead you away from God. A lot of science will lead you right back to Him.
Yeah, and actually, if you are listening and you're that skeptic, you're that person who was hurt, what have you, the person who just likes to push down the truth, here's my encouragement to you, a challenge, if you will. You can get a digital Bible, if nothing else, and read the Gospel of John. Mm-hmm. Start there. And then maybe find salvation. Well, then move to 1 John and you'll see the marks of a true disciple. And then Romans is a good place to. I'll read it all the way through. But open the Word how can you be critical of something you don't know that well?
Well, that's almost an exact quote for me on the streets often. I'll say, hey, you know what? We're out preaching Jesus. But I want you to know something. If you're going to reject Him, at least pick up, say, the Gospel of John and begin to know who the one is that you're choosing to reject. Yeah. Find out what He's really like.
Hey, we got about 2 minutes, and I always fear cutting off a guest that has something more to say, and I want to throw it back to you because you have some events coming up, you have some calls to action to the body of Christ, and I want to give you that opportunity.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Yeah. Listen, for this particular event, with all of our events really, but especially this one, it's important that we have a good amount of people there. November 6th. We want to do it monthly, but doing it big the first time kind of sets the tone for how we're going to do it. So if you're saying, well, I don't know how to do apologetics, you don't have to. You just have to be there cheering or standing or willing to pray with people, willing to offer out pizza.
It's a Thursday. What time?
Thursday. Okay. So we get there around 11. Uh-huh. The official event starts at 12 to 1. That's when we actually have the speakers going.
Okay.
So yeah, 12 to 1 that day. But if you get there early, you can meet me. We can explain some logistics. But essentially what I tell these people all the time, it's not just the event, it's what's happening around an event.
Yeah.
People often miss this. When we're, say, street preaching with a microphone, they just look at that. They don't understand all the conversations and prayers that are happening around that speaker, etc.
Yeah, show up early. You know, something else I just pictured was, all right, you've kind of gotten with you and you kind of walked people through how it's going to go. Hey, man, start some worship. Spontaneous. Well, it's not that spontaneous if I encourage you to plan to do it. But that, you know, people go, all right, one or two things. What's going on over here?
Yes.
Or they'll know what's going on and they may come over and, you know, have maybe unkind words.
Hey, listen, if they can contact us through our website, we do need giving because we have to buy pizzas. Okay. We have to buy all kinds of refreshments and then all kinds of books and things that we'd like to buy, too.
Can people show up with pizzas?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
505.church, though, yes, is the place to go to connect. Pastor Matthew, will you come back?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, love to have you on. And thank you for taking the time today to listen to ABQ Connect.